Hello and welcome to ROH Review Reviews, ROH Band by Honor and ROH Gateway to Honor. I am three-time pro wrestling author Oliver Newman.
And I'm pro wrestling journalist Stephen Jackson.
And the nicknames that you need to say about me, Stephen. Come on, I don't think I'll say it on the main show. Not as cool if
the
I
The co-host of the ROH Review.
There we go.
Three-time pro wrestling author, the interview machine, the best ice chipper in the UK, and Mr. Three Podcasts in One Night. Oliver
there
Newman.
We there we go. That was worth the whole shebang of a introduction, I think. Yep, so it is true. I'm trying to do three podcasts in the same night. We've got the ROH Review, Band by Honor and Gateway to Honor. We will be doing, separate to this, obviously, the ROH Review previews 18th year anniversary, past versus present. And I'm going to try and be on the Broken But Glorious Wrestling podcast main show to talk about AEW Revolution later on tonight. And, yeah, that's that. So, hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
We're 2 minutes in. Feeling good. Sorry I had to change the time just for all the listeners and the viewers out there. It's been a bit of a sudden change, but looking forward to talking about the two shows and previewing the two upcoming shows. Yeah, feeling good. How about yourself?
Yeah, just, you know, bit of a stress today. But I take it as a challenge and hopefully, you know, I can do it and stuff. I've seen some of AEW Revolution that needs to be talked about, so I can take the lead on that show. And obviously we've seen these shows, so we can review this and the previews for next week is because I'm not around and you're flying solo. So all needs to be done and nothing can, you know, it's what it is basically. So I'm doing okay. I like hard work. I like a challenge. So, we can do this and see where we get to. Okay, so first up we have ROH Bound by Honor. This was from last Friday night in Nashville, Tennessee. And we go to the opening match, which was Stephen's favorite wrestler, Bandido. He has other favorite wrestlers, but we don't have time. And this match, Bandido was against Slex and against the villain Marty Skrull, and this was the opening match. And we are absolutely ecstatic to tell you that it's available for free on ROH's YouTube channel. So go and check it out because it's fantastic. Yeah. A main event match to start the show is the absolute best way to get things going. And just brilliant. And I'll throw it to you, Stephen, for maybe some more in-depth commentary.
Phenomenal match. Loved this. Chemistry between the three guys was on point. Innovative stuff from all three guys. The submission of the Mexican surfboard into the sort of package pile driver hold was, I've never seen anything like that. It was brilliant. Turning into a pin. That really stood out. Bandido awesome. Doing the top rope. I can never remember the name of it. Top rope, last call suplex, but I can never remember the name of that particular move.
Yeah.
Brilliant. The chicken wing from Marty Skrull and the interaction between Slex and Marty was great. Just excellent. Absolutely excellent. Fast-paced. Got the crowd going. Innovative. Amazing three-way.
Absolutely. And after the match, SOS, Soldiers of Savagery, Moses and Khan, and our favorite re-signed wrestler, Shane Taylor from Shane Taylor Promotions. You jumped Slex, and Taylor hit a package pile driver on him. And like we said, with regards to Slex coming into the company from the ROH Review episode 16. We were concerned that if he lost his debut, he'd lose steam, but he lost against somebody on the up, and now he's been attacked by one of the top stars in the company. So I think he'll do just fine, really. Okay, so next up is Dalton Castle, Party Peacock Dalton Castle. The prestigious one, Joe Hendry, defeated PJ Black and one of our favourite wrestlers, the Mecca, Brian Johnson. They also defeated the lifeblood of Overkill slash the Preacher's Son, Mark Haskins, and Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, and the Righteous, Vincent and Bateman with Chuckles and Vita Von Starr in a four-corner survival match. What did you make of this match, Stephen?
I thought this, again, was brilliant. I thought that all four guys really put on a great show in the opening part as well, with Dalton Castle talking about his muscles. For some reason, that just made me laugh so much. That was great. Brian Johnson, as we said on the show last night, is money talent. It's money. He's going to be huge. He had a really, really strong showing in this match. And he really shined and was able to show what he's able to do. Mm-hmm. And Bateman and Vincent as well. A lot of innovative stuff from them. And it was just one of those great four-way, fast tag, again, a bit like the three-way, fast tags, innovative. All four guys were able to shine as well. It wasn't like anyone kind of overrid anyone in terms of the amount of time in the ring.
Yeah.
And really pleased that Hendry and Castle got the win. And they were pleased about that they got the win as well. That was the best thing about it, was they were happy. They were really happy that they got the win.
Yeah.
And they gave Brian Johnson a great finish as well, with the double knee, double team thing they did. Well, that was great as well. So, yeah, really good match.
Yeah, next up, Nicole Savoy defeated Angelina Love with Mandy Leon. Now, this was women's wrestling at its absolute best. I said it on Twitter. It was beautifully wrestled, the whole match. Obviously, towards the end and stuff, the Allure gets involved, Mandy Leon, and Angelina Love tried to like double team Nicole Savoy. But before then, this is one of the best wrestled women's matches I've ever seen in Ring of Honor. It was so good. And it's the reason why they should have a focus on, you know, women's wrestling and, of course, the Women of Honor division. And with the women's world title tournament coming up, I think we're really looking forward to it if this is the standard of wrestling.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add, Stephen?
Yeah, just exactly same views as you. Nicole Savoy is a fantastic wrestler. Really pleased that she's getting regular spots in Ring of Honor, and she's able to wrestle a lot more of the roster than just Sumi Sakai. And Angelina Love had a really, really strong showing. I was a bit hesitant with this match because, I don't know, some of her previous matches haven't impressed me, but this was very well, as you said, fantastically wrestled, brilliant chemistry between the two of them, and really excited to see what more they can do in the future.
Yeah, exactly that. Next up was Villain Enterprises, the Mercenary Flip Gordon and Brody King, defeating La Fashion, Arturo Blanco Roosh, and Kenny King with Amy Rose by disqualification. This was heated. This turned what is obviously faction warfare to molten. You know, when Roosh was strangling Brody King, when he was strangling him with that cable cord, wasn't it? This went to a different level, and like we were like, oh, well, faction warfare, and we're not sure about this and stuff, but now all of our eyes are on this feud, and we can't wait to see where it goes. I'm sure you'll echo those thoughts.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Kenny King looks awesome in this match. I mean, I know that Roosh is sort of the leader of, La Fashion, and I was concerned when Kenny came into the faction. I was like, what's he doing there? As you do, but he really was able to show what he can do in this match. And I still, every time he does his, he did that beautiful acai moonsault and then landed the I can't remember the name of the word, but the jumping neck breaker. It's got a name.
Blockbuster.
I can't remember these move names tonight.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, brilliant. Chemistry was on point. This was heated. This felt like old tag team wrestling, heated feud. Great. And Brody King and Flip Gordon, no matter which part of Villain Enterprises are wrestling, they're always great. No matter if it's Marty and Brody, Brody and Flip, Flip and PCO, they all just mesh perfectly together. And this was, again, one of those great tag matches, what they brought. So, yeah, this was great.
Yeah. And after this, both teams, both factions were subsequently ejected from the building, which was probably the best decision to make at the time. Now we go on to an added match to the card. Eli Isom of Shinobi Shadow Squad, our favourite three-man tandem, against one half of Coast to Coast, although they've just split up, LSG. This went to a no contest. At the time, I didn't say anything about it because I don't like to give out spoilers. It obviously involved Bully Ray. I think he wants people to be talking about him. So if you do, it kind of works against what you want to happen to him in the company. But like I said, and I'm being completely unbiased, unlike yourself, the person that puts him out is going to be over huge. That being the end goal, it will make a star. So I'm okay with this. LSG went through the announce table. Eli Isom showed really great fire, wanting to fight Bully Ray, even though he'd attacked him. And then what we thought would happen in Concord, North Carolina, because North Carolina's own Caprice Coleman was on commentary, happened here. Caprice Coleman got into the ring, went after Bully Ray, quickly exited. So I'm okay with this because if the end goal is he's out of the company and the star is made, I won't bring you into this because I know you don't like any of this. So we'll stay away from that negative energy, I think. Okay, so next up was the ROH World Tag Team title match between the champions, the franchise, Jay Lethal, and the foundation, Jonathan Gresham, against two guys, one tag. This was incredible. Tag team wrestling. My match of the night up until this point. Just amazingly wrestled. Great storytelling. Everything that you could wish for in a tag team match. Apart from the conclusion, which I don't know. Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham are like Adam Cole and AEW World Heavyweight Champion at the time, Le Champion Chris Jericho, as in they probably should never lose these titles. But you've built up this team as undefeated, and then when they've had their opportunity at the biggest prize in tag team wrestling, they've lost. So, That's what I say with that. But an incredible tag team match. How did you see this one, Stephen?
I thought this was a really great old school tag team match. Great chemistry between all four guys. Josh Woods looked amazing in this match. Silas Young, you can just see how much talent he has. The mentor and the student dynamic really came into it with what was going on. And Silas Young's selling of the figure four was just fantastic. And that knee, what Josh Woods delivered to Jonathan Gresham, which when Jonathan jumped off the top rope, my God, that looked...
It looked like he took his head off.
Vicious.
Yeah.
That looked vicious.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Brilliant tag team wrestling, which Ring of Honor is all about. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And next up, we had Alex Shelley defeating one third of the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Champions in Rey Harus, Mexi Squad's Rey Harus, sorry. Once again, this was different level. Absolutely brilliant professional wrestling match, and it got me to the point where, you know, it's now set in stone for me. Alex Shelley in 2020 is the best he's ever been, and is one of the greatest professional wrestlers in the world.
Yeah,
he was so good, and it's not to take away from Rey Harus, two distinctive styles that are very different, meshed in an incredible way, and we had a fantastic match. And it was superb. What did you make of this one, Stephen?
Thought it was very much same, echoing your sentiments. Great technical wrestling. Alex Shelley is probably at the peak of his career, believe it or not, people. Yep. He's just on fire. Every match he's had has been phenomenal. And Rey Harus
Since that Jonathan Gresham match on the ROH Review Episode 1, you got to get your plugs in, Stephen. Since that match, every match he's had, whether he's won or lost, has been at the very absolute least good or better.
Yeah. Yeah. Another just fantastic showing by both guys. And it was great to see Rey Harus in a singles environment deliver the goods as well as in his tag showings. And Alex Shelley, just can't wait to see more of him in 2020. I can't wait for him to face every person on the roster and have these just incredible matches. He's just that good. He's just that good. Perfect showing by both guys.
Maybe by the end of 2020, much like PCO, Alex Shelley for the ROH World Title.
Absolutely, needs to happen.
I think
Pure Championship beforehand.
Yeah, no, I think he wants this title. He's wanted this title since 2005, hasn't he? And we're saying he's doing the best work of his career. So the best way to reward someone for doing the best work of their career is to be the World Heavyweight Champion. So we said it here on the ROH Reviews Bound by Honor. We want Alex Shelley to be World Heavyweight Champion before the end of the year. So next up, the only little bit of negativity I have for this match is there's no way the ROH World Tag Team title should have gone first in terms of these two tag matches. It could have been changed around from a rebooking perspective. But apart from that, Mark and Jay Briscoe defeated the Hawaiian Juggernaut and the best free agent in professional wrestling, Jeff Cobb, and Dan Maff. What did you think of this match, Stephen?
Brilliant. I love this thing. I actually love this one more than the World Tag match, believe it or not. Wow. I thought this was, I just thought that...
That features one of your favourite wrestlers that isn't Bandido.
It does.
Controversy here on the ROH.
I just thought the dynamic of Jay Briscoe and Dan Maff really played well into this match.
Yeah.
And Jeff Cobb and Dan Maff's chemistry is just on point.
Yeah.
And the Briscoes just had a really, really strong showing in this match. And which the Jay Driller, which he delivered, followed by the Froggy Bowl, was a great combo, which for a while, like I said, in those top five finishes, I was like, the Froggy Bowl, why is that in there? That's a bit... But then you can see when he does it right, it works perfectly.
Absolutely.
And it was just a real hoss battle, loads of hard strikes, and that pounce, what Dan Maff does as well, is deadly. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
He hasn't lost a step. It's great.
It is really, really good, yeah. And then we move on to the main events, which was for the ROH World title, as champion PCO defeated the ROH World Television Champion Dragon Lee. In this match, so many twists and turns. It was like a roller coaster. And like my prediction about Dragon Lee taking the ROH World title wasn't too far from coming true. He had a lot of opportunities in this match to win that title. I know it would have created chaos for the Gateway to Honor show, but he was very, very close. How did you see this one, Stephen?
Surpassed expectations and more. This was very much Rey Mysterio sort of size against the Brock Lesnar in sense of the size difference and their kind of chemistry when they wrestled. But it was kind of up to a next level in terms of the stuff they did. Absolutely. I mean, PCO removing the concrete, removing the mats to get onto the concrete was something different. The Dragon Lee Hurricane Rana to the floor, which he delivered to PCO, was incredible. The PCO salt, which you thought was it, but then he kicked out, and the crowd was so into this thing. It was just like Ring of Honor World title matches of old. And I'll say it now again on the podcast. Anybody who says that PCO shouldn't have that world championship or shouldn't have been a world champion, I just want you to just... I'd completely disagree. It's wrong. Yeah. PCO is... He may be 50-odd, he may be whatever, but he is one of the best wrestlers in the world today. And if he can put on this kind of performance against Dragon Lee, then... Again, and against various opponents, you don't have a leg to stand on, in my opinion. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
That's how much I enjoyed this thing. It's like, this is the kind of match what made us Ring of Honor fans. This was a world championship match, which felt like of old. That's how good it was.
This was, in terms of a card, I think this is the best card of the year so far.
Yeah.
And we've seen Saturday Night Sense Stage, Honor Reigns Supreme, Free Enterprise, and they're bound by Honor, and we'll be talking about Gateway to Honor in a minute. I think top to bottom, this is one of the best ROH shows for a long time.
Yeah.
So, with that all being said, we move on to Oliver versus Steven Part 6. And in this... situation, the result is as follows: Oliver 4, Stephen 3. So I take a 4-2 lead on the Oliver versus Stephen. We would go into it in more detail, but we don't really have time, especially with the Mr.
Took
Free.
Long enough to work out the result.
Yeah, but we did that off air. Yeah. Mr. Free Podcast in one night doesn't have time. Okay, so the Twitter poll as well. We've got two Twitter polls. Overall thoughts on the show and match of the night. So the overall thoughts on the show, which once again shows you the upsurge in Ring of Honor in 2020. Four choices: other, good, really good, excellent. Other, 16%. Good, 24%. Really good, also 24%. Excellent, 36%. 25 votes with a 24-hour voting period. The fans completely agree with us, Stephen.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then for the match of the night, just bear with me one second. We had three choices out of the nine matches. Our top three choices were Slex versus the villain Marty Skrull versus Steven's favourite wrestler, Bandido, who isn't one of many other people. And then the other choice was Josh the Goods Woods and the last real man, Silas Young, two guys, one tag, against the franchise, Jay Lethal, and the foundation, Jonathan Gresham, the ROH World Tag Team Champions. And lastly, the match that we talked about as well. One third of the ROH World six-man tag team champions, Mexi Squad's Rey Harus, against the guy who we are really high on right now, Alex Shelley. So 39 votes in this instance. Other, 15%. Harus versus Shelley, 26%. Slex versus Skrull versus Bandido, also 26%. And remember, that's free on the ROH YouTube channel, so go and check it out. And the winner by a slight margin, with 33%, was the ROH World Tag Team Championship match. So that's where we are with that, and hoping to do two shows in an hour, 25 minutes in, and we've covered Bound by Honor, so I'm happy with that. Okay, so next up we have ROH Gateway to Honor. And this was as follows with our trusty ROH app. The first match, Villain Enterprises, the villain Marty Scurll, the mercenary Flip Gordon and Brody King defeated the Briscoes, Jay and Mark, and Slex. Once again, this was an incredible match. I think one of the things that ROH is getting right in a big way is the six-man matches, which we alluded to before. The best, three-man team in ROH is the champions. But when it comes to six-man tags, they are flying at the moment. And this match could have been a main event and would have been a main event on any other show. Tremendous. Hard-hitting, fast-paced, balls to the wall. Could have gone either way. I guess my only concern with this is in three matches, Slex is 0-3, taken two pinfalls and wasn't a part of the pinfall in the triple threat match at Bound by Honor, but he needs to get something from somewhere. Although in every single match, he has looked really competitive. It isn't about the wins and losses, but that will play a factor in how he progresses up the ROH card. But as a singles wrestler from Australia, he has established himself straight away. He is a proven commodity on this ROH roster. He's really, really good. What did you make of this match, Stephen?
Completely agree with you in every shape and form. This was a fantastic opening match, another phenomenal six-man tag match, another great showing from Villain Enterprises. Brody King in these six-man tags is just on fire. It's just where he's at home the most. He's a brilliant wrestler all around, but these six-man tags, he just keeps bringing it more and more. Slex, I am concerned about the losses, but he's such a huge star. He's had so many great performances so far that I feel that it's just going to add into his character and his performances. And he had a great showing with the Briscoes as well. They had great chemistry.
Yeah.
And it was one of those just great six-man tag matches which opens up a show. It was just the way to get the crowd going.
Fantastic. Absolutely. I think what Ring of Honor's done on this weekend, and they kind of don't fall foul to this, is they've got the best match to pump up the crowd.
Yeah.
And obviously the triple threat match on Bound by Honor did that, and this six-man tag on Gateway to Honor did that as well. Fantastic. After the match, Shane Taylor Promotions, Shane Taylor and the Soldiers of Savagery, Moses and Khan, tried to attack Slex for the second night. That was always going to happen, wasn't it? For the second night in a row, and the third time in 3 weeks, but Slex was ready for it. This was good, because if he had been beaten down for a third time, I would have been concerned because it might have made him look weak. But him having the brains to get away from a three-on-one beatdown really, really helps him. And really can't wait for Slex versus Shane Taylor. That's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe Slex, I don't know about his compatriot Adam Brooks, whether they're friends or not, obviously meeting on the 18th year anniversary show, which we'll talk about separate to this. But maybe, he can come in, and then there's another Australian guy or somebody in Ring of Honor, and you could have a six-man tag, which obviously Ring of Honor are doing good with. So but he needs two ROH roster stars from somewhere to help him in this situation. But Shane Taylor versus Slex, I'm all about that. That should be amazing. Okay. Next up is Dan Maff against Alex Shelley. Dan Maff hasn't missed a beat since he came back to ROH, and this just shows how great Alex Shelley is. He can wrestle a lucha guy like he did, the previous night, Bound by Honor. He's wrestled a hybrid guy in Mark Haskins. He's wrestled a technical wrestler in Jonathan Gresham a couple of times. He's wrestled, a hybrid guy again in Colt Cabana. He can just wrestle with anyone. And this was, once again, superb. You know, he was against the Hoss. He, you know, did all the technical wrestling and then just fell to a power move for the Burning Hammer. But, yeah, Alex Shelley is, in terms of match quality, he's on the roll of a lifetime. What did you make of this match, Stephen?
I thought it was brilliant. I mean, in the preview, I said that this was going to be something special, and I may have even put it as my match of the night. I didn't actually make note of it. I may have done if we go back and listen to that preview. I think I said this was going to be a match of the night because I was that excited about it.
You did.
But, both guys just... I think they are at the peak of their careers coming into 2020. I think they both have not... I mean... To say that Alex Shelley can still wrestle how he does, and to say that Dan Mast's been away for so long and he's able to wrestle at this level and he's able to surprise so many people, I think says a lot about them. And what I loved about this match as well is that both these guys were in Ring of Honor back in the day as well. So it had that, for all those fans who followed Ring of Honor for all these years, including myself and you, Oliver, this is a match we didn't know what to see, but it's a match I will definitely want to see again.
Yeah, it
was just great. Absolutely. And it makes them want to seek out stuff from the past as well, see other matches, what they may have had together or interactions and things. It was just really, really fun. It was great.
I don't think they've had any other interaction, which makes this match even more special. So, moving on to the next match, The Righteous of Vincent and Bateman with Chuckles and Vita Von Starr. Defeated two guys and one tag. So they've gone from being undefeated to 0-2 on the same weekend. But this was fantastic. You know, Vincent being the puppet master, Bateman looks so at ease in this role as like kind of the brute of the group. And worked on Silas Young's knee as the tag team champions did the previous night. And, just really, really good. PJ Black. Brian Johnson came out and preoccupied Josh the Goods Woods, and that led to the acid drop by Vincent on Young for the win. So is it a dirty win? I'm not sure of the term, because obviously you got a clean pin and dirty pin or dusty finish or one of those. But Brian Johnson and the Mecca Brian Johnson and PJ Black against two guys and one tag is where they were heading, and now they've added fuel to that fire whilst also giving Vincent and Bateman the biggest win of their tag team career. So job done in a superb manner. What did you make of this one, Stephen?
I thought, again, it was a really interesting storyline match in the sense that it really helped develop a further interaction between Brian Johnson and PJ Black, but not just themselves, but with another mentor and teacher relationship of Josh Woods and Silas Young.
Yeah.
And in a way, even Vincent and Bateman, that kind of relationship they've got as well. Lots of interesting tag teams at the moment in Ring of Honor. But it was a great showing. Loved the fact that they worked on the knee. I thought it was a really nice little, for those people who saw the night before, I thought that was a great segue into the night before and the injury. Yeah,
definitely.
Josh Woods had a great showing. The only thing what concerns me is that, like you said, they were undefeated for so long and then they lose two matches in a row. And I feel that wasn't really the best thing to do. Mm-hmm. But there may be reasons for that. Who knows? But I thought it was... That's just my feelings on it. But it was a really, really fun match again with a lot of storyline elements which can be weaved into it. So it was great booking. Great booking.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like I said, I think you could have done this match with the ROH World Tag Team titles on them, still kept the injury as it was, and just made this a non-title match. And then Moving had around. two guys, one tag against, I don't know, the mentorship down the line for the ROH World Tag Team titles. So
yeah,
you could have got to it another way. We enjoy good fantasy booking on here, but I think the content of the match was really good. So next up, the Allure's Angelina Love once again with Mandy Leone against Session Moff Martina. My concern at this moment in time is, why isn't Mandy Leone wrestling? Can you shed any light on that situation, Stephen?
I wouldn't have the foggiest, as I haven't seen anything on social media or online. Possibly she may be injured in some shape or form, or she may be just pushing herself back a little bit. Holding herself back a bit and come back a bit later on. But no, that's something I will make a note of that, though, and I will look into that. But yeah, I don't know of anything off the top of my head, actually, for that one.
Yeah.
Something to look into.
Well, a little bit of breaking news to go completely against that is she's just been announced for the ROH World Women's World title tournament.
All right, okay.
So, I know. In this match once again, Martina brings that fun element to Ring of Honor, and Angelina Love has got her wrestling boots on from the previous night. What did you make of this match, Stephen?
I thought it was fun again. Session Moff Martina, it's one of those things where I don't know how much I can kind of take. I don't know, but again, it's all subjective, so it might become a bit stale for me in some regards. It was a fun match, and I was really surprised again with Angelina Love. She put on a really, really good performance in this match, and she really surprised me, because, like I said, I had those reservations this weekend. But I do like the fact that the Ring of Honor...
I knew she could straight up go. Stephen. She's done it in the past. She is a good wrestler. It's just wrestler character. It's like, well, which are we going to give you? And most of the time it's been character, but when she wrestles, she can go. So,
But it was fun. It was a fun match. It's good to have a variety of different wrestlers on the roster as well to keep things fresh. It's just, for my taste, the sort of style of Session Moff Martina it could become stale for me. But it was fun. It was another fun match. And you don't want everything to be the same. If everything's the same, then it becomes repetitive and boring. So, yeah, it was fun.
I think that, you know, the best thing in this situation is the working, like, relationship with the bouncers.
Yeah.
I think that will be good fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence about Session Moff Martina in the ring, much like you, for Ring of Honor, which is about wrestling. She's very character based, so we need to see a standout performance from her wrestling wise, and then we'll be able to see how we feel about it. Next up was the match that wasn't announced and ended up being one of the best matches of the night. The Party Peacock Dalton Castle with the Procedure on Joe Hendry defeated the Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, La Fashion's Kenny King, and the Hawaiian Juggernaut and the Best Free Agent in Pro Wrestling, Jeff Cobb, in a four-way match. This was sensational for what it was, for unannounced match on a card, balls to the wall action, high impacts. Like, once again, Kenny King, we have said in previous Ring of Honor reviews, what does he have and what does he need to be an ROH world champion? And he has everything, and he just needs to hone that and push himself as far as he can go. But He could be an ROH world champion, definitely. Just fantastic work by all four men. Given a cold spot on the card, and they heated it up nicely.
Yeah.
It was a superb four-way match. And what did you make this one, Stephen?
I love this. I mean, harking back to the Ring of Honor of old, we used to have a lot of four corner survivals, as they used to be called, where it'd just be four random guys in the ring who just, you know, go at it. And this really went to that. And I liked the fact that it was, you know, tag team interaction and it was singles interaction. And it was kind of Lifeblood and Dan Math, Jeff Cobb, the Dalton Castle, Joe Hendry, and LAF. The Fashion interaction as well, so there could be some interactions there tag wise as well. So,
yeah,
but no, it was that's me kind of going on a tangent there. But no, I thought it was great. I thought that Dalton Castle got a really strong win there again. He had a really strong weekend. Great to see him, you know, come out the winner, especially as he's a former Ring of Honor World Champion. So that was good fun. Jeff Cobb always impresses me. Always brings stuff out of the bag. Is incredible. And Kenny King's had a really strong showing this weekend as well. You know, he's just how, like you said, our reservations about him. I feel it's just the fact that we've not been able to see him as much in the matches because it's been about other talent, but he's got it in spades. And he's, you know, his showing in this match was brilliant as well. And the weekend as a whole. So really,
definitely.
I always love impromptu matches as well because they're just thrown at you and four guys go out there, do what you can do in the time available, and that's what they did. And yeah, it was really fun.
Absolutely. Next up is Steven's not so favorite wrestler, Bully Ray, issue an open challenge. The open challenge is answered by Caprice Coleman, one half of the ROH commentators with Ian Riccoboni. Caprice Coleman went at it and got caught by a bubble bomb for the win. Eli Isom came out, so did Cheeseburger, and that went the way you expected it to go. Low blows, powerbombs through tables. So moving swiftly on, ROH World Television Championship match. We had Dragon Lee defeating Dak Draper. In this match, I kind of, The prediction that we came up with to start, no, I think you said Dak Draper, didn't you? I didn't really see Dragon Lee threatened in this match. It was a good opportunity to elevate Dak Draper, and I think it did that. But I think this match has come too early in his career. I think he's got all the tools. He can talk. He can wrestle. He looks good. He can, you know, high fly as well from what we've seen in that Shaheem Ali match. Just too early in his career. But I think we'll see an ROH World Television Champion in Dak Draper in the future and probably an ROH World Champion as well. It's just a little bit too soon for him. What did you make of this, Stephen?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, we both sound a bit sort of mellow and negative in a way. But yeah, it was a shame because Dak Draper has worked really hard and Dragon Lee's a great wrestler as well. But it just felt too early in his career. It didn't feel like it was going to be a change. Or if it was going to be a change, it would be a massive shock.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, again, it was one of those matches where it was fun. And Dak Draper put on a great showing, and Dragon Lee is always great to watch as well. You know, he's so versatile with so many different opponents. But it just, and I think also because Dragon Lee has such a strong performance the night before, it was like the loss didn't hurt him. And this kind of, that momentum led into this match for me. So when I watched it, it kind of led into it. So it kind of felt like he was already on the back foot, Dak Draper, in a way. But yeah, it was a good showing for him, but it's just a bit longer to, you know, get to that level, I think, for him. But he's got tons of potential, and I can't wait to see what he brings out in 2020, definitely.
Yeah, definitely got tons of potential. But
I forgot to mention, just remembered the interaction between PCO and Nick Aldis at the end of Bound by Honor was interesting as well. So that was another thing I just suddenly remembered. Yeah, for those people keeping score. But yeah, that was interesting as well.
Yeah, I just think in this match, it's obviously about elevating your opponent and stuff, but I don't think this win did much for Dragon Lee, and I think a loss has hurt Dak Draper. But he got this title shot because of the top prospect tournament, didn't he? Yeah. So he's the top prospect, and he's just got to work his way back up to this point in time. So next up was a Proving Ground match, ROH World Tag Team Champions, Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham defeated two out of the three ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Champions, Bandido and Rey Harus. And this was fantastic again. They attacked before the bell. Bandido's flying, Rey Harus is flying. We thought that Jay Lethal would be more of a cruiserweight Jay Lethal. That didn't happen. They just they grounded Bandido and Rey Harus, and it was superb. What did you make of this match, Stephen?
Oh, I thought it was brilliant. Two of my favourite wrestlers, the wrestlers who are my favourites are in this match. You know, you were shocked that I didn't choose it as match of the night, but there was other choices. But I thought this was brilliant. Bandido and Jonathan Gresham, just loved the interaction between the two of them. I just love both guys, so it was great to see them wrestle each other. The work on Bandido's knee was great. The fact that they felt threatened, the champions felt threatened by new challengers, and they attacked before the bell. And these Proving Ground matches, I think that's the thing I love about them, is that there is something at stake for the champions. It isn't just a non-title match, and that's what I like about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they felt threatened. Yeah. And Rey Harus, again, another great showing from him. With the six-man tag titles up in the air, it was great to see the two remaining guys have a great match in the tag division. All the guys as well, they can go. And this is a match again I just can't wait to see happen again, because it was just standout, fast-paced, but technical at the same time. It was very much hybrid lucha. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And all four guys had great performances this weekend, and this bled into this match as well. So I thought it was a really fun match.
And once again, with the finish of the match, you could see the pain and the exhaustion of a Bandido going through the figure four leg lock with Jay Lethal before finally tapping out, because Rey Harus couldn't get to him. So that was beautifully performed. To the main events, triple threat match, El Toro Blanco Rush against the ROH World Champion PCO against Overkill / the Preacher's Son Mark Haskins. Well, we got what we wanted out of this one, Stephen, I think. We're not going to see Rouge versus PCO 3, although that's going to happen down the line because of what happened. We have a new ROH World Champion, and his name is Arturo Blanco Rouge. Mark Haskins was fantastic in this match, a real standout performance, which shows he can compete at the main event level. Paul's horns on PCO means we have a new ROH World Champion, like I said, and it means the main event for the 18th year anniversary show is set in stone. Paul's horns. Nick Aldis, who you mentioned from the previous show, they had a stare down to end the show. Well, this time he used his NWA World Heavyweight Championship to clock PCO, and then Rouge won the match, so I should say that. And what do we make of this one, Stephen?
Yeah, it was definitely a shock seeing that. I was expecting PCO to have a really strong reign, because he did have a really impressive Ring of Honor title reign, to be honest. It was less than 2 months, and all those haters who can be like, oh well, he should never have held it, it's like we ain't got it now. And then disappointed this reign is finished.
In this situation, if you look at his age and what he does in the ring, it has to come to an end at some point.
That's just me being bitter, because I'm enjoying it. I enjoyed his reign, but it was a good, fun three-way. I like the fact that Nick Aldis's interaction the night before played into this match, because again, it felt like he was threatened by PCO for him to lose the NWA World Championships. I liked that and that relationship growing. And PCO and Roosh and Mark Haskins had a great showing in this match, which can then lead into the 18th anniversary show match they'll have together. That's what I was trying to get to. It was a great three-way match. Again, three different styles, three different ways of wrestling. Sad that PCO's reign has ended, but I understand why. But in the fan in me, I wanted it to go a little bit longer. We had some great matches, what we've just mentioned, and you know, one day we might get Roosh versus Dragon Lee for the world title, as you fantasy booked all those months ago, Oliver. It could happen. It could happen.
It's true. I would have changed it the night before and then had the older brother be jealous of the younger brother's title run. That's how you get things done.
Double champion as well.
Yeah, exactly. I would have taken the ROH World Television Champion off of Dragon Lee. For Bandido at the 18th year anniversary show, and then kind of worked it from there. Mark Haskins again after the match didn't back down from La Fashion, which was fantastic. And just that is how we ended the show. So let me just double check. Yeah, that's how we ended the show. Once again, a little bit of breaking news since I mentioned that. The villain Marty Scurll has been added to the ROH Pure Title Tournament. The competitors just get better and better. It's absolutely fantastic. Yes. Oliver versus Steven Part 7 ended up with a 3-1 win for Steven. He's on the comeback. So it's now Oliver 4, Steven 3. In terms of the Twitter polls, we have Gateway to Honor, 21 votes. Other, good, really good, excellent. Other, 24%, good, 24%, really good, 5%, excellent, 48%. I didn't quite see that with this show, to be honest. I thought that Bound by Honor was better. But the ROH fans, we threw it to them and that's what they come up with. And then the match of the night, we had Slex and the Briscoes against Villain Enterprises, Jeff Cobb, Tracy Williams, Kenny King, Dalton Castle, Bandido and Rey Harus versus Lethal and Gresham. Other 15%. Other 15%. Cobb and Williams, King, Castle, 13%. Slex and the Briscoes against Villain Enterprises, 35%. And just sneaking it, Mexi Squad versus Lethal and Gresham with 37%. So, that's fantastic. And we can kind of wrap things up from here. I guess the other part of breaking news that's been added is what I said on ROH Review. Can't remember the episode. When I said that the winner of the Free Enterprise Battle Royal is going to Supercard of Honor to fight for the ROH World Championship, that is happening. Flip Gordon gets that main event ROH World Championship match against either El Toro Blanco Roosh of La Fashion, the ROH World Champion, or Overkill / the Preacher's Son, Mark Haskins. So that'll be interesting to see. Well, okay. So links and plugs wise, as you can see, I'm making a frantic pace to get this done within the hour with just over 5 minutes to go. Okay, so we are extremely proud to be a part of the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast team. They are our hosts and we really appreciate it. So go follow them on Twitter at BBGW Wrestling, at BBGW Pod. And bbgwrestling.com. We have a partnership with powerslam.tv and they have over 6,500 hours of professional wrestling from 140 plus promotions. Use that on us for free for a month using the code Broken Free. Stephen, for yourself.
Yeah, so you can find my work at the Wrestling Estate. So if you look on for us on Twitter, at the Wrestling EST, my most recent article, which has just gone out today, so have a read of it, is actually about season 2 wish list for Dark Side of the Ring, the documentary series. So it's literally just gone live today, which I didn't realise. But yeah, have a look at that. You can find us on Google if you search for the Wrestling Estate. We have a weekly newsletter which you can sign up for. We cover Ring of Honor, WWE, New Japan, all aspects of the independents, TNA Impact, and each week we have a weekly roundtable which we all take part in, where we have a different topic which we answer questions about, which we feed back to everyone. So yeah, you can find us at the Wrestling EST.
Absolutely, and once again, we saw this on the ROH Review episode 17 last night. Yeah, 17, wasn't it? Yeah. Huge thanks to the team at Fight TV for the free code giveaway for Bound by Honor and Gateway 2 Honor. Me and myself and Stephen are Honor Club VIP members, so we were so really happy to give out this code to someone deserving in the Twitter and Instagram universe. So that was really cool. We've enjoyed working with Fight TV and we'd love to work with you again in the future. To myself, I'm a free-time pro wrestling author, along with my other nicknames, as we started at the start of the show. Firstly, Fans Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. ROH is in this book, so that's the reason to buy it. I was at Unified in 2006. I was in the same hotel as ROH Wrestlers in 2007 and at the Liverpool Double Shot in 2007 too. Second up is a book that I don't usually promote, but it has ROH alumni in it. It's a Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE. If you want to find out what happened with AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, etc., make sure you read this book. And lastly, Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. I was at the Orlando Double Shot in 2008, and I took ROH alumni, my modern-day favourite wrestler, Paul London, who's making a special appearance at Past versus Present, which we'll get to shortly, to the main event and to the World Heavyweight title, and it's in this book. And then for all three books, are available on paperback and Kindle, and Kindle Limited for free, signed via my Big Cartel. So contact me on a fansperspective.bigcartel.com. And that is fine and dandy. Lastly, our social media. So Twitter is at ROH Review. Instagram is at ROH Review. We now have a Facebook page, facebook.com/ROH Review 2019, because that's when we were established. YouTube is one of those funny things that we have to put in the description. And our email is rohreview@outlook.com. Comments, questions, feedback, send it our way via any of those social medias, and we will crack on with what you need to know. We've just under 50 seconds to go. Thank you very much for all your support so far. We will be back with this week with the interview that I'm honoured and delighted to have done with the one-time ROH Pure Champion and one of my three favourite wrestlers in ROH history, Paul London, CM Punk, Hurricane John Walters. That's coming this weekend, so we hope you enjoy. And, yeah, thanks very much, everyone.
See you later, bye for everyone. Now.